Right. When the wind shifted this morning,
there was a lovely change of colour in the water.
Somerville, and I was one of four, the second. Two boys and two girls, boy, girl, boy, girl, 2 years difference between each. Just what the doctor ordered, my mother said. My father was a doctor. And I grew up in Somerville, as we all did. The house in which we grew up was the house my father had given to my mother as a wedding present. And it was designed by a rather famous architect, unfortunately. I've forgotten his name. It was the last private house he built. He then built banks. And it was built with the last order of cedar from, I've forgotten whether it was Alaska or North Carolina, but it was the last order of cedar of its kind. And all the wallpapers were from Irving Casson, they were called Pre-Raphaelite. And they stayed on the walls until we left the house in 1952. And I can remember that I didn't know that they were as extraordinary as they were, but they really were very handsome.
Was it a wonderful place to grow up?
Well, curious neighborhood. We were less than 500 feet from the grammar school, which we went to. We did not go to kindergarten. And from the grammar school, I went to high school. In those days, there was no junior high. And it was when, as a result of the conversation of which I have spoken with my father, that changed my schooling and, I suppose, my life, that I then transferred from the Somerville High School to Cambridge Haskell School, as it was called then, or the Cambridge School for Girls, which was on Concord Avenue in Cambridge.
Miss Haskell School.
Mm-hmm.
And until then you'd been in public school. Was Somerville very much the way it is today?
It was already a bedroom suburb of Boston. My father had grown up there, his father had grown up there, and he knew Shady Hill as a child because he used to go skiing from the top of the hill down to Kirkwood Street, where the gate was. And he knew the daughters of Charles Elliott Norton because as children they had, I believe, played together. But he was across the railroad tracks on the wrong side of the tracks. And there was something else that was different. We were Roman Catholics, we still are. And very often I've been the only one in my group. But when I was in school, of course, there were very few WASPs. There were mostly Catholic or Italian children, except our teachers, all of them. Oh, yes. Those days. Because the Irish ladies hadn't yet begun to teach, the Irish descendants.
Was it a matter of some sensitivity to you as a child?
Yes, it was. Well, when I can remember playing with a girl who was a WASP, though I didn't know what it meant then. And she came over and felt my forehead because she was looking for the horns that would grow there, because Somerville was the greatest center for the APA, the American Protestant Association,